Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Watching the Russian economy under severe sanctions since the beginning of the war in the winter of 22, I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, my guide on the Russian economy. Right now we have a cheat sheet. It's called the World Bank, the openknowledge.worldbank annual expectation of the economies moving forward 1, 2, and 3 years, and assessing what the economies did this year. The Europeans are at issue here. The Russian Federation is said to have done very well before the war, 5.6 before the war. But the first year of the war, 22, it fell to negative 2.1, according to World Bank. This year, according to World Bank, in 23, we estimate, we expect a 2.6. That's now done, but we don't have the final estimate yet. It's too early. Next year, however, 24 and 25, the Russian economy is projected by the World Bank to decline dramatically. Michael, these are numbers, and a very good evening to you. What I turn on is the Russian economy now depends on its energy exports. And I read the World Bank summary of that prospect. Oil production and exports contracted modestly in 23, and the authorities announced in 23 an extension of the export curbs of 300,000 barrels per day, as well as a deepening by 200,000 barrels per day starting in January 24, right now. Exchange rate depreciation led to an inflation uptick, prompting subsequent increases in the policy interest rate. Migration from Central Asia to Russia increased after the invasion, with 43% of all entrants migrating for work purposes in 2023. That's the Russian version. That's the World Bank version of the Russian economy right now. Please translate for me. What are they talking about? Is it better or worse than it was a year ago?
So what happens? The Russians revised their data for 2022, and it turns out that the contraction or depression was more milder, and it was not 2.1%. It was 1.2%. Still a contraction, but not that great as seen before. And 2023 was not a bad year. It was a recovery. And now the official data, the World Bank is just using the official Russian data, is that it is about 2.6% recovery. But then it slows down in 2024 and 2025 for obvious reasons that they've exhausted all the resources on which the recovery may continue, because there are labor shortages, there are investment shortages, and the only economy that is growing is the military economy. Luckily for them, they had a bumper crop in 2023, doesn't happen every year. They had a construction boom because of the cheap credit, but now the credit is expensive because the policy rate is 16% interest rate, which means that the market rate is about 20% for mortgages, and so they cannot continue this construction expansion. But the most important factors are even outside of Russia. They're in the United States, they're in Saudi Arabia, because now it is a buyer's market in oil all over the world. So the Saudis are giving big discounts to India, and Russians are losing their oil market in India. The Chinese are buying now from all over the world, reducing their purchases from Russia. The United States oil expanding. The United States natural gas, liquefied natural gas, is going to Europe. The Russians lost about 100 billion cubic meters natural gas a year in Europe. They cannot replace it because their natural gas, liquefied natural gas production is declining. And so the outlook for the future is not great.
Translating also the labor market, I believe that's what the World Bank is pointing to, the entrants migrating for work purposes in 23. I've been told anecdotally that while the Russian state wants workers to go to Siberia. They'll give them free land. They'll help them build a house. All the workers in Siberia, east of Moscow, are coming to the West because there's a labor shortage everywhere and the wages are good. Does that distort the Russian economy? Is that something they can't control?
Well, that's a useful adjustment for the Russian economy. But unfortunately, this is, again, all for the military production. Because of the labor shortages, and labor shortages are due to a huge immigration. About 1 million people left Russia in 2022-23 because of the war, young people, educated people. And there was a huge mobilization of 300,000 young educated or not so educated, but young men into the military to fight in the war. Because of that, labor shortages are huge. And the military economy has one advantage. They can pay higher wages because they work on state orders. The government is paying them. So they increase their prices and they increase their wages and they attract labor.
And therefore, they cannot sustain this, if I understand correctly, which is why the decline in 24 and 25. This is a one-time surge of the economy, and then it falls off sharply. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. And the problem is that all the resources are now going into the military economy. Not only labor, but also investment, also human capital, everything. They mobilize all resources around the country. And now they just issued the data on their budget deficit. And the budget deficit is approaching 4% of GDP, which is not so big by American standards. But because we have over 6% of the budget deficit of GDP. But for Russia, it's difficult to finance because they have to place government bonds and they cannot do it. And they have to rely on their exports, but exports are declining and oil prices are declining.
The Russian Central Bank, we started our conversations talking about the Russian Central Bank. They've been steadily, reliably raising interest rates. I believe they're now at 16%. Do we expect that to go higher as the economy weakens?
Well, they said it will go higher because they have to fight inflation, because their own data on inflation expectations and imputed inflation for consumers, which is similar to our consumer price index, is 17%. Their official inflation is 7%, but the inflation they get from surveys is 17%. So they said they will raise interest rates.
So what we have here is a timeline that the Kremlin can see, that they need to solve the Ukraine story by such and such a date, or the economy will decline to the point that they will not be able to revive it no matter what they do. Is that correct? Are they looking at an end date to their adventurism in Ukraine?
Well, they sent all kinds of feelers that they want negotiations, but they want negotiations on their own terms. They want to take into Russia several parts of Ukraine, which they already declared parts of Russia and include it into constitution. So they cannot really abandon that. It's a political crisis. But the problem is that they're running out of resources. And the biggest problem is how to finance the budget deficit, how to finance the war.
Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution is my guide on the Russian economy. What we're looking at here looks to me to be a terminal decline. I can't tell, though, because, Michael, you've taught me that the Russians are very good at suffering. Is that correct? Very good at shortages. They rationalize. They keep going. Everything from the front. Do you expect that phenomenon to start up again as the economy declines this year and next year?
According to polls, according to surveys, it's exactly the case that people are enduring and people are supporting the government. It is a bad news for the world. It is bad news for the war. But as long as the population does not resist, the government can continue.
Michael Bernstam at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.